This is the Freddie and Harry Podcast on ESPN Radio.
Hey, greetings and salutations, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the best show on your radio. It is Freddie and Harry. Thank you very much. I am Freddie Coleman. He is Harry Douglas. And we're presented by Progressive Insurance on the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, as well as tune in. And don't forget to tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. Two things for you. Number one, my man Harry Douglas, normally in Atlanta. He's in St. Louis because he's got the game involving the Battlehawks in St. Louis, part of UFL action. Catch the game at 12:30 Eastern time. On ABC, look at you on the big network with the big boys with all the big noise, Mr. Harry Douglas.
That's what they say. They say the big channel, the big boys. And I'm but you can find me in St. Louis.
Look at you. Instead of quoting Nelly, you went like WC Handy on us, yeah. As a matter of fact. Look at
I'm ready for tomorrow, too. I think it's going to be a good game. You know, St. Louis came off a big win, beating San Antonio last week.
Yeah.
Memphis
mm-hmm.
came off a loss in which they look good in spurts, but Birmingham really dominated them.
Right.
8 sacks in a ball game for Birmingham against the offensive line of Memphis. So it's going to be a good one tomorrow.
Yeah, the Stallions have been the best team so far in the UFL. They're 3-0.
Yeah.
Like you mentioned, Memphis Showboats 1-2 had a chance to be 2-1. The Battlehawks are 2-1. Both of those teams get together. Harry Douglas will be on that call 12:30 Eastern time on ABC and ESPN Plus.
He's got that fit on too. HD does.
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
I like that. I like that jacket. Is that a nice
the
little jacket?
Is, the jacket is fly. The jacket
might be,
is fly.
I might be going to dinner a little later.
I was telling Shannon, I was like, I was expecting the black tee and the red shorts, but.
Come on, Deb. Now, you know, I'm not leaving the house without the black tee. The black tee underneath the jacket.
Okay, I'm about to say, his on the road outfit is also his at the home outfit.
Yeah.
So I'm not surprised.
I stay with black T-shirts.
Yes, you do. Because
my wife told me the other day I need to throw 100 of them away. I said, don't you touch them.
So how many, if you're throwing 100 away, how many do you actually have?
I probably have over 300 black T-shirts.
Good Lord.
Crew necks and V-necks.
Yeah?
Literally.
Black is literally your favorite color.
Y'all see me, I wear a black T-shirt almost every day.
Yes, you do. There's no. I've not seen a different color T-shirt since we started doing this show. Last September 5th. You're exactly right. So you may have more than 300 tees with that color as far as that goes. And you just heard Devin Kane, our associate producer. By the way, his comedy routine still getting rave reviews from 2 days ago because even though he lost the bet among the four horsemen of us, coming in last in the NCAA tournament bracket challenge, he was able to just win the day, win the performance of the week. My wife yesterday, she said, where was Devin at? I said, he had a scheduled day off, honey. She goes, I thought he was taking step one of his comedy tour, going out on the road and taking a day off after what happened on Wednesday. So, yeah, you never know. Could be the beginning of something special.
37,000 people have seen the video of Devin doing his thing.
Nice.
So, Dev, you are a star.
Exactly.
You was born to be a star.
Uh-huh. Shining.
Yeah, because you are, darling. You are when it comes to being a star, darling, when it comes to Devin.
Let me know when you want to go in Justin Craig's office, Dev. I'm your representation. More zeros, baby. More zeros.
Hey, Devin, word of warning. Two may go in with the job. One may come out with a job.
Yeah, Harry's going to use some leverage. I know this. I know how it works.
I'm just saying, tread lightly as far as that goes. Two job people will go in. One jobless person may come out of those negotiations when it comes to that office. By the way, our man Devin Kane, the great comedy routine. He had his stand-up debut on national radio. That's the performance of the week. And it's brought to you by Skechers Footwear. Stylish comfort for men, women, and kids. And also brought to you by Vivid Seats, the official ticketing partner of ESPN. Get great deals on the hottest tickets so that you can experience it live. So now we got the black T-shirt and the Devin Kane comedy routine out the way.
The main thing, the main thing.
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 The main thing with Freddie and Harry.
Now, to be completely fair, when you're LeBron James and you're about to take on a team that has beaten you 9 straight times when it comes to the Denver Nuggets, anything you say is going to be highly scrutinized. It's going to be highly taken apart. But LeBron James getting ready for that matchup as a 7th seed, taking a 2nd seed of Denver Nuggets, even though many people believe that team is going to repeat as NBA champions. Last year doing their run, they went 16-4, and this Lakers team has lost 8 in a row to the Denver Nuggets. LeBron had this to say about looking forward to the rematch, and his answer had a lot of people talking.
I think you're putting a little bit too much more emphasis on it. This is our first round matchup, and I mean, we look forward to the postseason. But I haven't been, like, looking forward to the rematch. The game is played, how it's being played, and this is the matchup, so we look forward to that challenge.
So let me get this straight. LeBron James playing for a storied organization like the Los Angeles Lakers, a storied historical basketball player that he is going to be whenever he decides to golf into that sunset of no longer playing anymore. About to play a team, Harry Douglas, that they have not beaten in 8 straight times. And he says that people are putting too much of an emphasis on a Lakers-Nuggets rematch.
Like Mary Kaiser, my history teacher in high school, used to say, and my grandmother, a lie doesn't care who tells it. LeBron, please stop. You've lost 8 straight to the Denver Nuggets, a team that was 10-1 in the playoffs at home last year, a team that swept you in the Western Conference Finals, a guy in Nikola Jokic who's been the 2-time MVP, about to be 3-time MVP, the defending NBA Finals champions.
Mm-hmm.
And we're making too much of this?
Mm-hmm.
Newsflash, you're LeBron James. You're Devin's GOAT. Of course we're going to make a big deal out of this. And you better too, because you on deck, LeBron James.
Here's what I'm trying to figure out, why he said that, because I'm with you in terms of, dude, come on. There's certain things you can say, and there's certain things that people are never going to give you a pass on, especially when you are that guy, LeBron James. And I know he's trying to keep everything on that kind of hush-hush level because he knows what's at stake, not just for the Denver Nuggets, but the Los Angeles Lakers.
It shouldn't be personal at all. I think, you know, you allow yourself to get away from the game plan when you make it too personal. You know, we have a game plan. You go out there and execute it, and you live with the results. I'm kind of the last person you should, you know. I just say even keel. I've been in the postseason way too long in my career to know that you don't get too high off of game one or get too high over whoever the matchup is. You got to just stay even keel. There's going to be a lot of swings throughout the course of the game, throughout the course of the series. And it's how long you can just keep your mind even keel and keep the main thing the main thing. So they're a great team. We know what we're capable of. But the game is not won in the transcripts. The game is won in between the four lines. And that's all that matters.
Well, number one, it's good to know that LeBron James listens to Freddie and Harry. He's on West Coast time, so mm-hmm. that would be what, Freddie?
3 hours behind us.
12 yes. p.m. to 4 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
West Coast time, baby. Mm-hmm. Thank you for the shout out, LeBron. Keep the main thing the main thing, baby. Secondly, LeBron, in most people's opinion, you're the second best player of all time. We understand that your focus, your attention to detail mm-hmm. has to be even keeled no matter who your opponent is. We understand that about you. We don't need your soliloquy about how you have to stay even keeled and mm-hmm. you don't get too high, you don't get too low. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's time to show up because I don't want to hear it, Freddie.
Mm-hmm.
You lost 8 straight. You got swept. Devin. Look at me when I'm talking to you. Your GOAT got swept last year in the Western Conference Finals.
Devin Kent, our associate producer, is like, why am I getting strays on this? I'm not out there trying to help LeBron James win a basketball game.
Your GOAT got swept.
How old's LeBron?
He will be 40 this year.
So he was, what, 39 last year while that was going on?
Last time I checked, 40 minus 1 is 39, yes.
How long did Michael Jordan – was Michael Jordan playing?
We're going to make an excuse for –
was Michael Jordan playing when he's 39 or no?
No.
Well, he didn't have to, especially when you're 6-0 in the NBA Finals. When you ain't never went to a game 7.
I don't think he was, though.
But he did.
I can get loud too.
Yeah, but this went to a rivalry between you two in a hurry.
This goes back to last year with me and Dev.
I get it.
Me and Dev used to have this argument all the time last year.
It's an ongoing thing between you two because Devin is standing on business for his boy LeBron. You're standing on business with our boy Michael Jordan, and we're mm-hmm. not going to back off those positions. But if you're LeBron James, there's a way to send a message to your team. But that was not the way to send a message. And here's why. I know he had all the cliches. The main thing, we're going to play one game at a time. We got to keep our focus. We got to win this race. We got to win this game. We got to be together as a team. We got to come together as a team. All that was a message to reduce pressure on the rest of his basketball team, specifically Anthony Davis.
Bingo.
There's a reason why LeBron James put it out there saying, you guys are making too much of this rematch, because he knows exactly what's being said in this locker room. This is just my hunch on Freddie and Harry and ESPN Radio. Harry Douglas, Freddie Coleman. You can weigh in at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, about LeBron James saying that we, meaning you, me, Harry, are putting too much of an emphasis on Lakers-Nuggets as a rematch, as a first-round series in the NBA playoffs that start tomorrow, 888-729-3776. LeBron James knows, whether he listened to the show or not, He needs Anthony Davis to be the best player in the series. Not the best player for the Lakers. He needs Anthony Davis to not just level off Nikola Jokic. He needs Anthony Davis to win that matchup. Why would somebody put that out there before you're about to play a team that's beaten you 8 straight times this weekend to say, you are putting too much emphasis on a rematch? Because LeBron James knows any time that that focus has been on the LeBronettes, it has not ended well for him in the Los Angeles Lakers. That was a message, not to Austin Reeves, not to D'Angelo Russell, not to his coach Darvin Ham. That was a mess, Anthony Davis, to say, relax, R-E-L-A-X, relax. Because if you're not relaxed, then we have no chance of beating this basketball team, because there's only so much that I can do at 39 years of age, about to be 40 this summer when it comes to LeBron James.
And to be fair to LeBron James, in my opinion, when it came to that Western Conference Finals, he was the sole reason why they were in games, right? And Anthony Davis didn't show up. He really didn't. He wasn't consistent. Now, he would have a monster. I think he had a monster game one, but he wasn't consistent. And I think moving forward, when it comes to this series now in 2024, Anthony Davis, we know you can be dominant. We know you can make Jokic work on the defensive end.
Absolutely.
But you can't have 40 and 15 one game, and then the rest of the games you disappear and you're just average. You can't be average in this series if you're Anthony Davis. You have to take it to Jokic. You have to give it to him on Love Friday.
Or Love Game.
Love Friday.
Or Love Game 2 or Love Game 3 or Love Game 4. Whatever you got to do to give it to him. Love-wise, Anthony Davis, LeBron James needs that from you. So all the emphasis won't be on, once again, Anthony Davis can't do it for the Lakers when they really need him to do it the most. One of our favorites is Shiyuka in California, 888-729-3776. Shiyuka, we listen to LeBron James has to say about putting too much emphasis on this rematch involving the Lakers and the Nuggets. Shiyuka, what did you hear?
So first off, thank you for taking my call. Appreciate you guys. Mm-hmm. You know, I love the show.
Much love back.
I'm still waiting on the TV, man. we gotta put pressure on.
So are we.
My hair is going into the office.
Instead of representing Devin, representing us on TV. We hear you, Shiyuka.
I don't know if you want Freaky representing you to get on TV. That might not go too well. but anyway, so I was telling Shannon, you know, Lakers are my team. LeBron is lying. If he was telling the truth, then he got a full head of hair. And he don't need to come home with it. But he did it. He did it because you were exactly right, Freddie. He's trying to take the pressure off of everybody. D'Angelo had a horrible series last year. Anthony Davis is up and down. But he did it to take the pressure off, because otherwise, if he said they needed to go out and do it, that's too much pressure for those guys to handle.
They have this song called Don't Save Her. And I understand what LeBron James is doing. But these guys are grown men. You got to step up and do your job. Don't save him. He don't want to be saved. Don't save him.
Now, for those who don't know that song.
He don't want to be saved.
Now, for those who don't know that song, tell them who made that song, what the title is.
Project Pat.
Attaboy.
There Project Pat.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't save him, LeBron. They got a job to do. They get compensated well for their job.
It's true what you're saying, Harry. But that's what he has to do in this situation. For his basketball team. You're right. He shouldn't have to worry about saving somebody with the legacy and pedigree of Anthony Davis. We know what he can do. We've seen what he's capable of doing it. He shouldn't have to be in a position. Leaders can lead in different ways.
True.
They can lead with different language, different whatever that is, to make sure that everybody understands, let's keep the focus on the mission at hand. But there's certain guys that you got to approach a different way. He can't go to Anthony Davis, no, because that's not going to land well. Not saying that Anthony Davis is too sensitive, but certain guys don't respond that way. How are you going to get somebody's attention by doing it and saying, you're not the problem, they're the problem. They're making you part of the problem by putting too much of an emphasis on this rematch. It's the old bait and switch, because he knows he needs Anthony Davis to be in a right frame of mind and a right frame of body. By the way, Anthony Davis played 76 games this year out of 82.
Yep.
No one saw that coming, and he was all about it. Even when he missed a couple of games, he was right back in the lineup the next game. LeBron needs that Anthony Davis and not have to have the worry of all the pressure being on him. LeBron says, let me handle that. Let me do it. But I need you free and clear in your mind and in your body and your soul, because we're going to need you to be the best player in the series versus Nikola Jokic.
But I would also, I would say this to you, Freddie. When you have just about everybody back from that team that was in the Western Conference Finals last year, and those guys seen how it ended,
yep,
and the proof was in the pudding. So at this point, within the Los Angeles Lakers and their organization and their team,
mm-hmm,
I'll be honest and I'll tell you, okay, LeBron shouldn't have to do that.
Absolutely.
Because if they don't know what it's going to take, if they don't know what to expect in this moment, then they in the wrong place, in my opinion. They really are. Because this is the team that swept you last year. Not beat you in five,
yeah,
not beat you in six,
right,
not beat you in game seven.
Right.
You didn't win a game in the Western Conference Finals, and part of that was because of the supporting cast not being consistent and stepping up and making plays when they needed to.
Mike in Alabama wants to weigh in on this, and Freddie and Harry on ESPN Radio at 888-729-3776. Mike, LeBron James said that too much of an emphasis is being made on the rematch involving his team and the Denver Nuggets in the first round of the Western Conference playoffs. Magic Mike, what say you?
The second half of LeBron's career can be described as too much emphasis. Let me say one thing. I have followed this guy since he was a sophomore in high school.
Mm-hmm.
I was on his bandwagon before he ever got to the NBA, and I've watched him closely because we're only about 3 years apart in age, so he's like my generation's Jordan. All I really remember much of Jordan at my age is, you know, at the Wizards and the end of the Bulls, so not a lot. But to me, Jordan's still better. In your face, Devin. but with LeBron, the problem is, to me as an everyday fan, LeBron has failed to live up to the standard, not that we put on LeBron, but that LeBron put on himself. And I hope he hears this on the show, because when LeBron said not one, two, three, four, five, way back when, that's what we decided. Okay, well, that's what he's going for in his career. Jordan waited till later to make it happen. LeBron's going to start doing it now. LeBron got four total through three teams. And in L.A., he won the Disney Bowl. That's always going to be an asterisk season, no matter what anybody says, because it was different than every other season. In my opinion, he has failed to live up to the expectations that he and the fans, in this case, have put on him in L.A., and the only reason that people care about this matchup is because it might be the last time we see him in L.A. in the playoffs before he calls it quits, because they have done nothing but underperform, and they're getting talked about like they stand a chance at a 7 seed or 8 seed. You had to play a playoff game. You almost didn't make it via a playoff game, and you're supposed to be LeBron, AD, and the Lakers, and you can't even be a top 4 seed.
Now, I will say this about LeBron, because I believe he's been to 10 NBA Finals.
You're correct.
And he has 4 NBA championships, right? So he's 4-6 in the NBA Finals.
Mm-hmm.
He went to 8 consecutive NBA Final appearances.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, that's hard to do. So
we
got to give him credit where credit is due. But at the same time, now, where you can make an argument is LeBron James in the Los Angeles Lakers uniform. And I know he eclipsed some history records in that uniform.
Right.
But I think the only thing he could really show from a championship standpoint is that bubble championship.
Okay.
And how people view Laker greats,
yeah,
I think they entail more from Laker greats.
It's amazing how you mentioned that. And also Mike in Alabama mentioned this could be the last dance for LeBron James. By the way, 4 years ago today, the last dance premiered on ESPN and ABC. Interesting how those kind of things can run along the same kind of track involving mm-hmm. LeBron James and Michael Jordan. But Tim Legler, a former friend of Freddie Coleman, but still a great NBA analyst for ESPN, when he was on ESPN's Get Up today, he said if LeBron gets to the finals this year with this team,
that they take out Denver, the adrenaline and the confidence that that group is going to have to now look like we got the big dog out of the way, they're going to think that they can win the whole thing, including beating the Boston Celtics. And think about what that run would mean. Beat Denver, potentially beat Kevin Durant, take care of Luka and Kyrie at some point, then get the Celtics, a 64-win team. And that's what it would take to make that happen. I absolutely agree with Stephen A. in this regard. That's about the only thing LeBron could do at this point. Because I say this all the time. He is cemented at number two as much as anything on any list you could ever create is cemented at two. There's no movement there. He's not getting caught from behind anytime soon. And there's nothing he could do to make up the ground with Jordan. This would move people in that direction.
And if it does move people in that direction, if LeBron is able to move in that direction, so we know exactly where that narrative is going to go, Harry, and where it's going to land. The problem with that is, no matter what he does, there are going to be plenty of people that are going to go, yeah, but, when it comes to LeBron James, no matter what happens in the playoffs.
Yeah, because you have people like me that will say, you know, MJ was undefeated in NBA Finals. 6-0.
Yeah, yeah, I had that conversation
with people. Two separate three-peats.
Yeah, I had that conversation with people when Joe Montana and Tom Brady, and they said, oh, Tom Brady did. I said, well, Joe Montana was 4-0 in the Super Bowl. That doesn't mean everything. Oh, wait a minute now. You can't play fast and loose to try to back up your person as far as that
goes. He did get that one, though, against that one team in the Super Bowl.
What do you mean?
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady?
Yeah.
Didn't he lose twice to Eli Manning?
Yeah, but he had that one win, though, that real important that
you
one
know what?
Win.
I think I got the BGs. I got to go to the restroom, y'all.
Yeah.
I'll catch y'all in a minute.
All of a sudden, 20-3 rearing its ugly head regarding Harry Douglas and his Atlanta Falcons. NBA playoffs all over the place in ESPN Radio tomorrow night. Game one, the Denver Nuggets, who won the championship last year, hosting the Los Angeles Lakers. Presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on most ESPN radio stations and also on Sirius XM Channel 80. With my man Harry Douglas and Freddie Coleman, thanks for joining us on Freddie and Harry. And the NFL draft is 6 days away in Detroit, Michigan. What did ESPN NFL insider guy Adam Schefter mean when he said this about LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels and his future NFL team?
It's tracking towards Jaden Daniels, which it has been.
Okay.
The signs point to Jaden Daniels, which they do.
The answer is next on Freddie and Harry on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
The Freddie and Harry Podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Maybe the Washington Commanders are saying that exact thing regarding Jaden Daniels. Can we get a hello? He is Harry Douglas and Freddie Coleman on the Love Friday edition of Freddie and Harry. Thanks for joining us on Sirius XM Channel 80, as well as tune in. And don't forget to tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. Why could things be turning a little bit involving Jaden Daniels, may not being the number two pick of the Washington Commanders? Adam Schefter, ESPN senior NFL insider, Pat McAfee Show, said,
it's tracking towards Jaden Daniels, which it has been.
Okay.
The signs point to Jaden Daniels, which they do.
Okay.
And the Commanders are going through it after this week when, again, I think it's a situation where, from the outset, Jaden Daniels had an interest in being other places. He just has. Now the interest is, okay, what do the Commanders do about that? Do they... Like, there have been plenty of players who have wanted to play elsewhere, and the teams don't care, and they just do what they do. Or, if there's a team that wants him, i.e., a team that used to essentially have a coach that worked him in college, like, then they have to trade for him. So, what do they want to do?
I said, Harry Douglas, the NFL draft 6 days away in Detroit, Michigan, that it doesn't get started until number two, when the Washington Commanders will be on the clock. I had no idea, because it's always the beauty of the NFL draft. There's always a left turn that could show up that could lead everything going topsy-turvy and may start a little earlier than anybody could have anticipated with the second pick and the Washington Commanders.
Yeah, me personally, I feel like they should take Jaden Daniels with that pick. I have Jaden as the second quarterback on my draft board. I have Caleb Williams 1, Daniels 2, then I have Drake May at number 3. And if you're Washington and you say to yourself, okay, this is the best guy for our organization this year and moving forward, then you have to draft him regardless. I don't give a damn what he says. You take that player and, hey, this is where you're going to be. Let's get right. Let's have some fun with your wide receivers. Y'all get acclimated with one another. Yeah. Go out, have some throwing sessions. Start to love your teammates because the DMV area is where you're going to be. Point blank, period. And if you're Washington and you feel like Jaden Daniels is the guy, then you take him regardless of all the riffraff that you're hearing from him. Or he might want to be somewhere else. Mm-hmm. If you feel like he is the best prospect at number 2 for your football team at the quarterback position, he can say what he want to say. Say what you want to say. Say what you need to say. It don't matter. He's getting drafted.
Well, Jaden Daniels may look at the playbook that worked for John Elway when he's drafted by the Baltimore Colts. Said, I ain't playing now. I'll go play for the Yankees in minor league baseball. They traded him to the Denver Broncos. Began his Hall of Fame career. Eli Manning had the same playbook when the San Diego Chargers drafted him. And the Manning family, they looked like somebody had bad barbecue when they found out their son was being drafted by San Diego Chargers, forced his way to the New York Giants. So a precedent has been set. But the NFL is all about two things more than ever before: power and money. They are not going to allow somebody to dictate if somebody is not going to draft them. And reading a report today about one of the agents, part of the agency that represents Jaden Daniels, that they weren't happy with the speed dating maneuver that the Washington Commanders pulled by having 20 draft picks at the Topgolf situation, had the quarterbacks and trying to make sure who can be around each other, who can like each other. According to reports, the agency representing Jaden Daniels, they did not like that at all. All this wonderful smoke is good for Freddie and Harry on a Friday, on a Love Friday, whether Daniels, whether he wants to love Washington or Washington wants to make sure he loves them back, whatever that is. Either way, to your point, if you're the Commanders, you cannot allow somebody to dictate if you should draft them or not draft them because they may not have been happy with having a Topgolf outing or they don't want to play there, especially when you have an organizational structure, you believe he's the guy, you let him know that you're going to be the guy for this franchise, we're going to put guys around you, and you go from there because you do not want to be a disgruntled player at the quarterback position and you have not played one down in the National Football League.
Well, you also look at the Washington Commanders and how they now have new ownership, the Josh Harris Group, new GM, new head coach and company. But you also look across the way, right, and you see the Baltimore Ravens and you understand and see what stability is all about. And you see what a winning culture is about as well, right? And you see a team that has a quarterback over there with some similar skill sets to the one that you probably want to draft in Jaden Daniels, who's won league MVP twice, who happened to win a Heisman Trophy just like Jaden Daniels. You got to do what's best for your organization. If Jaden Daniels doesn't want to be there, what is he going to do if they draft him?
Well, that's a very good point.
He going to go play basketball?
Well, we know he's not doing that. Not trying to question his basketball skills, but we know he's not doing anything like that when it comes to Jaden Daniels. Speaking of the Washington Commanders and Freddie and Harry, Harry Douglas, Freddie Coleman together, presented by Progressive Insurance and ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Adam Peters, I don't know, as a general manager of the Washington Commanders, if it was his idea to have a swipe right, swipe left involving NFL prospects at Topgolf in Washington, D.C. But check out what he had to say about having all those NFL draft picks, never mind the fact that only one is probably going to play for his team.
What was cool is while we got to see them all together in a group setting at the Topgolf, which was really fun, and I think everybody had a great time, and it was very beneficial to see everybody in a more relaxed environment. They all got a lot of time individually with their coaches, with us, you know, where they were staggered coming in, too, so it wasn't like they were sitting in a room together. They all had their own individual time with everybody, so it worked out really well, and then you got a great blend of that, and then working everybody together, you know, in a fun environment. We feel great about staying at number 2. I don't see a whole lot of scenarios where we trade down.
Dear Mom, this is Ryan. This one time at Topgolf quarterback camp, that's what that sounded like. Like everybody was having like a sleepover. It was wonderful. We watched Netflix. We had popcorn. Somebody brought in some beer. Shh, don't tell Mom and Dad. That's what that sounded like from Ryan Peters saying everything was fine. I don't think for one second that anybody that was there other than the free food and whatever was going on at Topgolf was saying, yeah, this is a good idea. If you're the Washington Commanders, You focus on two people, one person, and say, this can be all of yours. We are willing to give you the keys to the kingdom. Instead, they have maybe the worst sleepover I've ever heard of that wasn't in a movie, what they were trying to pull, whatever that was, having that outing at Topgolf.
Now, I do believe for the Washington Commanders, doing your due diligence on whatever players you want to do it on, I just don't like it in a group setting. Especially when you talk about it number two and you have a massive quarterback need. Man, listen, stop playing around. Like, just bring in who you want to bring in. Mm-hmm. Have those guys do their individual visits. I mean, I would probably feel some type of way. I'm like, I'm supposed to be drafted, potentially drafted number two overall. And what are all these other people doing here?
Yeah, but we'll play along.
Send them on their visit on another time.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever that was. It'll be the joke of the draft before the draft gets started. But we'll play along a little bit. Let's say that the Commanders say, hey, Jaden Daniels, we don't want somebody here that doesn't want to be here. We're not going to draft your number two. We'll take Drake May at number two at North Carolina because we know more than likely he wants to be here. Now you got the Patriots on the clock. And that's where things could get more interesting based on another team that could be in the market for Jaden Daniels. Daniel Jeremiah from the NFL Network has this team that if they have a chance to trade up to number three and if Jaden Daniels is there.
So here's your cost for the Raiders to go up to three. It would be the 13th overall pick. It would be your first round pick and third round pick in 25 and your first round pick in 26. So, it's not cheap. A couple ones, 13th this year and then two more. So three total ones as well as a third round pick, which – if you love a quarterback and he can be your guy for the next decade plus, I could get behind that. And it's a bold move, but I don't know who their quarterback is right now. So if they don't land somebody in free agency, maybe that even makes them more inclined to go do that. You also have the Antonio Pierce connection with Jaden Daniels at Arizona State, so I'm sure they'll know him extremely well.
Because Antonio Pierce is on the Herm Edwards coaching staff, part of the group that recruited Jaden Daniels before he transferred to LSU and won a Heisman Trophy. The one thing that jumped out to me, and I've known Daniel Jeremiah for about 10 years, and we've had a chance to talk and everything like that from the NFL Network, he was really specific about what it would take for the Las Vegas Raiders to move up to number three. I know Daniel Jeremiah knows his stuff, backwards and forwards, but that was really specific, which means that somebody somewhere in that Raiders organization, and he said, what would it take? Oh, it would take this. And I guarantee you that's the kind of information that the Commanders and or the Patriots have if they want to trade out or not take Jaden Daniels at number two when it comes to the Commanders.
And Fredo, we talk about it all the time. In the AFC West, in which that's the division that the Las Vegas Raiders are playing in, if you don't have a quarterback, you don't stand a chance. You got Patrick Mahomes, you have Justin Herbert in that conference. Two teams that don't have a quarterback right now, the Raiders and the Denver Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
if you're the Raiders and you're Mark Davis and you say to yourself, you know what, we need to do what's necessary to go up and get a quarterback of our liking. And what's better than a guy than Jaden Daniels who played for Antonio Pierce while he was at Arizona State his first 3 years. Also, Marvin Lewis was on that staff in some kind of way as an overseer as well. He was there at Arizona State when Jaden Daniels was there as well. So you have so many connections between Antonio Pierce and Jaden Daniels and the Las Vegas Raiders organization.
Yeah.
If it's a possibility, you have to go try to exhaust that possibility and do what you need to do to go get the quarterback of your future, especially like Daniel Jeremiah mentioned, if you're getting your guy for the next 10 to 12, maybe 13 years.
Yeah. Q Myers lives in that city from Las Vegas, also does a great job on Game Night and ESPN Radio Monday through Friday from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern Time when he was on Carlin versus Joe. By the way, Q Myers is also the host of the Locked On Raiders podcast. He said the Raiders want to go get Jaden Daniels. This is how they can go get Jaden Daniels.
The whole process, he's wanted to be at a different location. He's wanted to be with a different team, just hasn't seen the way that that's actually possible to happen. Now Elliott Wolf opens up the door for a team like the Raiders, who he does want to be a part of, and the Raiders want him to be a part of their organization. And, oh, by the way, the Commanders are still trying to woo everybody else. Oh, that's the reason that I don't want to play for them. I'd rather play for him. You don't even worry about Washington. You say, you know what? I trust that if we get the three, he'll do the rest.
Yep.
That's what you do.
Okay. So either way, the draft really gets started with the second pick of the draft. What are the Commanders going to do? Call Jaden Daniels' bluff or maybe give him what he wants if he does not want to play there. With Harry Douglas, hit him on Twitter at HDouglas83. I'm Freddie Coleman. Hit me on Twitter, Coleman ESPN. Thanks for joining us on Freddie and Harry. And we want to hear from you at 888-729-3776 when it comes to this. What are you looking forward to the most with the NBA playoffs officially getting started this weekend? We'll tell you ours. You can tell us yours. 888-729-3776. What are you looking forward to the most when it comes to the NBA playoffs? Us, you, and all that next on Love Friday. On Freddie and Harry on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Love Friday. The Freddie and Harry Podcast.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
My love, you're everything I need and more.
Sing it, Harry.
You are my lady. You're all I'm living for.
On the Love Friday edition of Freddie and Harry, Harry Douglas doing karaoke for you. I'm Freddie Coleman. Thanks for joining us on SiriusXM Channel 80. Don't forget about us on TuneIn and always tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. What are we looking forward to the most? With the NBA playoffs officially starting tomorrow after the play-in games tonight. We'll tell you exactly how we feel about that after hearing from a couple of you at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Terrence in Oklahoma, what are you looking forward to the most in the NBA playoffs, my friend?
Hey, man, the Thunder just showing everybody what they're about, man. They're not giving them a chance. They didn't win the West for nothing. I mean, you got to give it to them, man. I mean, everybody's talking about Denver, which I understand they are old school cats. But at the same time, man, 3 out of 4, and in the West, every game is a playoff game, man. So for some of your colleagues to say they're a weak number one seed, man, I think that's very disrespectful. Some of them people need to get off that Laker juice, man.
Well, A, they're never getting off that Laker juice, so you can let that balloon go, Terrence, in Oklahoma. And B, I like your Oklahoma City Thunder team, but they haven't won the West. They have the best record in the West. They haven't won the West. They haven't done that in more than a minute. When Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook and James Harden all on the same team. So, yeah, I understand the disrespect, but people still don't believe in Oklahoma City because we haven't seen this young team be a part of a 7-game series until that starts this weekend.
If they would have been facing the Los Angeles Lakers in the first round, I wouldn't have had faith in OKC. I would have picked the Lakers in that series just because it was a bad matchup for OKC. Now that they're probably going to be facing the Sacramento Kings mm-hmm. or the New Orleans Pelicans, mm-hmm. I like them to win the first round.
Me too. Absolutely. Absolutely. So what do you like?
I don't think they're a weak number one seed either.
No, they're not weak at all. I know they're not the Lakers or Golden State or Denver. I think that's probably why a lot of people are giving kind of side eye because we haven't seen that yet. But there's nothing weak about that basketball team. Honestly, if they were playing the Lakers in the first round, I might have taken Oklahoma City anyway. Just because people were going to be disrespecting them so much, they would say, wait. Them dudes are too old, man. They can't hang with us. I'd have taken Oklahoma City if they met in the first round. But what are you looking forward to the most with the playoffs going to start tomorrow, Harry?
For me, it's so many young guys, right, with so much to prove in their young careers, especially playoffs. When you look at Maxi, Banchero, you look at Donovan Mitchell, Anthony Edwards, Halliburton, Shea, Jalen Brunson, all of those guys I think could take their game to another level.
Okay.
And I was going to go Maxi versus Brunson, but I'm switching it up.
Okay.
I'm going Anthony Edwards, right? Because he's someone that a lot of people put his name in the hat for becoming the face of the NBA when LeBron and Steph Curry are no longer there. And he's going against Kevin Durant and the Phoenix Suns. You want to start making steps towards that? Mm-hmm. You take down Kevin Durant and Devin Booker and Bradley Beal, in which a lot of people pick me, being stupid, that they were going to make the NBA Finals because of the lethalness that they had at the offensive side of the court.
You mentioned Anthony Edwards, and we know that he is definitely not just a star on the rise, but a definite superstar. When he goes to the NBA today, he even talked about he knows where he is and where he wants to go.
I'm probably at like 40% right now.
40%, that's it.
Yeah, for sure. I'm just in year four, man. I think people forget that I'm 22. Like, I'm not even touching my prime yet. I'm just 22. I'm year four. Still trying to figure out, like, my spots and where I like to go and what side of the court I like to be on. I still ain't figured that out yet. But, yeah, I feel like I'm just about, like, 40%.
40%? Austin, you think that that's – you've seen it up close.
No, that sounds about right. I think, you know, we're 2-3 years away from you being the best basketball player in the NBA. I'm going to make sure it is, too, because I'm going to stay on you. But we're going to get the for ones sure. in the summer, too.
2 or 3 – is that a prophecy that you're willing to take them up on? 2 or 3 years, you're going to be the best player in the NBA, Ant?
Yeah, I 100% absolutely. Agree with him for sure. About 2 or 3 years, yeah.
Anthony Edwards talking to Malika Andrews, and Austin Rivers from the NBA Today. And Austin said, I know what he can be, and I'm not going to rest until I see that through when it comes to Anthony Davis. You got that kind of support system, you can't help but think that you can fly. And we've seen him fly over so many human beings this year,
yep.
having that star becoming a superstar that's become Anthony Edwards.
Now, moving from this point forward, starting with the Phoenix Suns, you have to become obsessed with the game of basketball. You yes. got to be obsessed with it.
Yeah.
Like we've seen Kobe, like we've seen MJ. That's the mindset that Anthony Edwards has to have moving forward in order to be the best basketball player in the NBA, like we've seen from LeBron James. You got to be obsessed with it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Keep weighing in. What are you looking forward to the most with the NBA playoffs starting tomorrow? Let us know at 888-729-3776. We're going to do True Lies, NFL draft style, guaranteed to give you the truth.
Tell the truth.
We tell the truth next on Freddie and Harry on ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Freddie and Harry podcast on ESPN Radio. You can also listen to Freddie and Harry live weekdays from 3 to 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and on Sirius XM Channel 80. You can also watch and listen on the ESPN app. The Freddie and Harry podcast.